We're talking with Susan Lerner, who is executive director of Common Cause New York. They and other groups recently had called for a number of changes to the state voting system to make sure that people were able to vote safely in the upcoming presidential primary and then also the legislative primary in June. Certain changes have been made. So, Susan, why don't you, you know, maybe outline some of the things you're asking for, what has the governor done so far, then we can talk a little bit more about what other things are still needed.
Sure, happy to. Well, what the governor has done was the most urgent thing, which was by executive order, the governor has rescheduled the presidential primary. He has pushed it back and consolidated it with the congressional and legislative primaries, which were originally scheduled for June 23rd. So instead of the presidential primary happening in New York on April 28th, it's now going to be on June 23rd, along with the congressional and legislative primaries. That's good news because we know, unfortunately, that it doesn't seem like we're going to be out of this health emergency by the end of April, so that people don't have to worry about getting a ballot or getting to a polling place, which leads me to the next set of things that we're asking for. We believe in this public health emergency, as many people as want to vote by mail should be able to get a ballot in the mail, fill it out at home, and send it back to the Board of Elections. So we are a state that requires you to have a specified reason, specified in our state constitution, to be able to get an absentee ballot. There's a bill in the state Senate, which is pending, which defines fear of illness or making somebody else ill as a valid, constitutionally permitted illness justification for getting an absentee ballot. There's another bill that's pending in the state Senate that would allow us to request our absentee ballots by email, which streamline the process, get a ballot in the hands of as many voters to be able to cast at home and send back by mail or even just drop off at a polling place and minimize the possibility that additional people would get sick by going to a polling place or make somebody else ill. The other thing we're looking for is that we should be expanding our early voting capability. Early voting is an excellent tool to use in an emergency, including a public health emergency like this one, because what you're most concerned about in polling places are that people are in too close proximity to each other, when we know that all of the health authorities and all of our civil authorities are telling us to stay physically distanced from other people. So you don't want to have a crunch of people on the presidential election day, which is in November always. You want people to be able, the people who want to or need to vote in person, to be able to spread out, not just over a number of locations, but and within the location, but to spread out over time so that you have fewer people who are trying to access a polling place at any given time. And that's what early voting does.
I was just going to ask a question on early voting. I believe last year was the first year. I know in where our station's located in Rensselaer County, they only put two early voting sites. Neither one of those early voting sites was in the city of Troy, the major population center of the county. Seemed to be, frankly, a bit of partisan politics going on. Troy tends to be more Democratic voters. Since this is the second year, do we expect early voting to be more extensive in terms of polling sites than it was in the first year?
Well, yes, we do, and we did. And, you know, the health crisis is raising questions about that. But your listeners should know that in a bill that was passed at the beginning of the session this year, there is a specific requirement that early voting locations have to include the largest population center, the largest municipality in any county. I'm not sure that's passed the assembly yet, but it's on its way. And that would, in its frankly, quite directly addressed to the problem that we saw in Rensselaer County that our legislators have responded to. So, you know, early voting, very successful last year, even with oddities and frankly, we believe mistakes like the one that Rensselaer County made in not placing an early voting location in Troy. Everybody who used early voting really, really liked it. The comments that we heard were uniformly, this was easy, this was pleasant, this was so much more convenient. And we're looking to, and we wanted to have that practice session last year because of an expected large turnout for the presidential election and people's fears about coming out to crowded polling places could discourage somebody from voting. And we're going to see that play out horribly, I believe, in Wisconsin, where they are holding a primary and forcing people to come out to polling places instead of expanding absentee balloting. So, you know, we definitely can see what we need to do to be sure that our elections go forward as they're scheduled, as they need to go forward, and that people can be assured that they are safe and that their ballots will be secure and counted.
Now, you mentioned you wasn't sure that it passed in terms of the early voting, the assembly. That raises the question, you know, certainly Governor Cuomo last week indicated, oh, legislature's done for the year. Legislative leaders said, not so quick, Governor, we're going to figure out some way to do it, though, of course, that may just be, oh, we'll come in to do some quick votes on a few key items that, you know, we get agreement on. But there seems to be a lot of issues that probably is not on the top of the governor's or the leadership list. How do we make sure that democracy and legislative representation continues, you know, during this type of pandemic crisis?
Well, you know, we at Common Cause New York have been very much focused on what the legislature needs to do to continue to function. They are still getting paid. In fact, we got them a raise in the last year. So it really behooves them to figure out how to continue to do the people's business. The governor is rightly focused on getting enough ventilators to keep all of us alive. The long-range planning and even, you know, to the end of June on things like our elections, relief for rent, housing issues. There are just a number of issues which are extremely important. They're exacerbated by the COVID-19 crisis, but they're not the sorts of things that the governor, while he's really doing triage and taking care of the immediate emergency items, can be thinking about. That's the job of the legislature, and they can do their work remotely. In Pennsylvania, the legislature is holding committee meetings online and in a way that the public can see what it, you know, what their legislators are accomplishing, what they're discussing. Various legislators have figured out ways to vote remotely. The technology exists, and in fact, we at Common Cause had a press briefing with the individual who was the first chief technology officer for the state Senate, who helped set up their very capable website, which has a lot of features that the senators are able to access to get all of the information regarding bills and where it stands and stay in communication with their staffs. Susan, they have the capability in-house. They need to just authorize the staff to set it up.
We have less than a minute left. I've been talking with Susan Lerner, Executive Director of Common Cause. Two-part question. Were you guys happy with how the governor snuck in the both the public campaign finance and the what we call the killing of the third parties into the budget at the last moment? And if people want to keep in touch with Common Cause, how best can they do that?
CommonCause.org is our website where you can get information about all of the COVID-related and election-related activities. And Mark, I have to say my reaction to the way in which the budget was conducted this year, particularly the campaign finance and poison pill for third parties, is outrageous and unacceptable. For years, we have been saying that complicated policy issues do not belong in the state budget. And this year, more than any other year, the budget should have been focused, laser focused, on what we need to deal with this emergency and leave the complex and, frankly, sometimes controversial policy issues for post-budget negotiation and passage by the legislature. Marijuana legalization, another issue that needs to be taken up that would generate revenue, but not appropriate for the budget.
Well, thank you, Susan Lerner, Executive Director of Common Cause, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.